After 2 weeks, I'm back. It's shooting the dad stuff with Papa Tom. I had to take some time off after that Yankees loss. And I was just... Last week, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. Like... We did two good wrestling shows last week. They were solid. A lot of buzz about them. A lot of stuff on Twitter. I don't know, and I just didn't really feel like doing a show by myself last week. But that we'll get to the point where it's more flowing, more frequent. So follow up on that Toys R Us thing. Apparently they're gonna rebrand it as Jeffrey's Toy Box. And I'm not really gonna talk anymore about Toys R Us necessarily, or right now, maybe in the future, but just a follow up on that. Let's see. I'm trying to think of something. Like, I had so many stories with the kids over the last week. Or 2 weeks. Some funny stuff happened. Tommy stayed with his Uncle Cameron. We call him Uncle Cameron. I gave him the title of Godfather to Tommy. And it was really the first time he's ever watched a kid. And by himself. And then, you know, after work, I went over and just to hang out with Cameron because I hadn't seen him in a while. And I just, you know, you forget what it's like when you're a parent. Like, because, you know, it's 24/7. It's a 24-hour-a-day job. Like, you don't get a break. Like, it doesn't matter. You could be at work. Even when I work, you know, 14-plus-hour days, I'm still dad. Like, Amanda will still shoot me a text and be like, hey, this is going on. Like, what do I need to do about it? What's your opinion? Or I'll be like, hey, what are the kids up to? Like, make sure they do this or whatever. But, and then you have somebody, you know, watch your kid for you. Cause like Amanda wanted to have a girls' night with some of the girls from work. And that's cool. She should do that. Like, We've did the math before, and we literally spent like 5 nights apart until I went to Chicago for Heels and Quads for the StarCast convention. But we had spent 4 nights away from each other before then, and so that, I mean, I was gone Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Came back Sunday, so that we've still. Even with this past weekend, we've spent 8 nights apart from each other in just a little under 7 years. It'll be 7 years in December we've been together. I don't know. I guess maybe to some people that's weird. But we just really enjoy each other's company. Like, we're... You know, people are always like, oh, my husband or my wife is my best friend. No, seriously, like, Amanda is my best friend. Like, I mean, I have a handful of friends. I've kind of, like, mentioned this on, like, the first episode. But, like, she's, like, solid best friend. Like, and I mean, we have... Even when we don't talk to each other, like, if she's on her phone, or I'm watching TV, or I'm on my phone, and whatever, or, you know, kids are running around, just, we can just, like, literally sit there, and, like, we don't even have to talk. Like, communication is key, but we know if it's something important, you know, say it. But, like, just... Sometimes it's just nice just to enjoy each other's company without having to talk about silly crap, and especially work. Like, I hate talking about real work. Like, this kind of stuff is, like, she's like, hey, how was the podcast today? You know, that's fine. But like when it's like my real job, I don't want to talk about that. Like, ugh. It's just so freaking like boring. You don't talk about that. Cause I mean, let's face it, I mean, unless you're like living your dream, you hate your job. Everybody does. Everybody hates their job. It cracks me up. Like when somebody would be like, well, if you hate it here, why don't you quit? I can't. I have bills. Like it pays the bills. And I try to put on like a, you know, fake smile sometimes, but it's like, I'd still rather be somewhere else. I'd rather be at home. I'd rather see my kids. I don't want to see random people. I mean, and it's not always strangers because I have, you know, ton of repeat customers. But I don't know. But it's still, you know, I'd still rather be home on a Friday or Saturday night because my kids aren't in school on the weekends, you know, but I'm at work, so I really only get to see them Sunday for a full day. And then I see them in the evening time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, but sometimes it's difficult. But going back to what I was talking about, I mean, like, you forget how much, like, I guess, like, he didn't realize it was, like, work, but it's also, like, a ton of fun, because you just, like, with friends, you don't really, or with kids, you don't really need a ton of friends, because you always have somebody to hang out with, you always have somebody to talk to. And of course, I mean, later on, you know, when they leave the nest, the proverbial nest, you know, then, you know, I think about that a lot, like, when my kids, like, move out, and not, because I'm, like, rushing them to, I fear that day. Cause like when Hunter leaves, it's gonna be sad. That's the first one, you know. He's the quote unquote smart one. That's what, you know, you pick the ones out of your kids, you give them titles, you know. Hunter's the smart one. Kyler is the athletic one. And Tommy's like this, like, hodgepodge, like, mesh of everything. Like, he's the funny one, but he's also smart, but he's also talented. And not that they're not all, you know, but he's just, like, so, like, equally, you know? Like, he'll crack you up, and then he'll dropkick you. But then he was like, it's weird, like, we were watching Hulu last night, we're watching Planet Sheen, the spinoff of Jimmy Neutron, but Tommy was reading the screen, as it was clear. He's in kindergarten, so, you know, he's still learning, but he spells it out, and then he tries to sound it out, and if he has problems, he just asks me what it says, but then after he already knows what it says, he goes back to sounding it out. So he remembers then that, hey, this is how I can, you know, I mean, it's everybody, I'm sure, has those moments with their kids where that kind of stuff happens. But I just, it just, every time they do something new, it shocks me almost. Like, I'm just blown away by childhood. And I had a great childhood. When I look back, like, compared to a lot of people who were miserable, you know, it's funny because, like, I always say, you know, well, I buy stuff for my kids because I never got anything. That's not necessarily true. I was spoiled. I mean, my mom, not so much, but, like, my grandparents on both sides spoiled me, like. I remember anytime I saw my Papa Tom, like, that's my dad's dad, like, I was getting something, but he was so cool, like, just, and he passed away when I was six, but I remember him vividly, like it was yesterday, I remember the day he died like it was yesterday. And I was miserable. Like, I remember that was really my first, like, brush with death. Like, as far as a family member. And it was, like, one of the last people that I would want to go. I mean, obviously, as a kid, you never want to lose a parent. But then also your grandparents, that's, like, that's go-to babysitting. That's primo babysitting as a parent is your parents. And, like, when the kid goes to... Like, if I send one of my kids or all of my kids to either Amanda's parents or my mom, which, I mean, my dad lives in New Jersey, so it's not really an option. But that's, like, that babysitting, like, you almost don't even have to check in because you just know everything's okay. And it was funny because Saturday night, I remember texting Cameron, like, how is he? And he was like, you know, good, we're playing video games. I'm like, awesome, awesome. And then, like, a couple hours later, I text back, how's it going? And, like, the weirdest thing is, though, like, Tommy's a night owl. Like, he will stay up till midnight 30. Like, if you're awake, he feels like he's got to be awake because he's going to miss something. You're going to do something without him. So, it was funny, I texted Cameron and I was like, hey, how's Tommy? He's like, well, I'm putting him to bed, I'll see how long that lasts. And I kind of laughed because it was like 10:30 and I was like, there's no way that kid is gonna be asleep even by the time I get over there. And I got over there about, it was almost midnight, and I was like, where's Tommy at? And he's like, oh, he's in the room. I was like, still? And like, he hasn't came out? He's like, no. And I was like, okay. And walked in the room, Tommy was sleeping, and sure enough, out like a light. I'm like, why does he do this for me? So, I don't know, your kids just, I always remember my mom saying about me, like, oh, you're always good for so-and-so's parents, because they're, you know, not your parents. Why aren't you like that with me? And I say the same thing to my kids. And I'm sure that's like a fluent phrase from parenting. But, you know, it was like, I wasn't really any better. I think it was just, I didn't talk as much to like my friends' parents until I got older. Like high school. But... So maybe that's what it was, because your parents like, oh, what do you want now, you know? And it just cracks me up, because I catch myself saying stuff to my kids that I remember my mom or my dad saying to me. And then their response is, I guess it's just childhood. It's like, that's your response as a kid to your parents telling you no to something, or even yes to something, is like 90% of the time probably the same response the parent gave their parents when they were that age. And I just think it's funny. Parenting is the most satisfying job. Like everything, I think everything in life is a job. And I don't mean that like, well, parenting is more like a career. You either want to be a parent or you don't want to be a parent. And I always wanted to be a parent. Like, I looked forward to parenting. And I love it. I love hanging out with my kids. I love talking to them. I love listening to them. Sometimes, you know, when they're just bouncing off the walls being goofy, you know, it's like you get annoyed, but you're like, they're kids, like, what are you gonna do, beat them for, you know, running around? Like, and that's, like, one of my things, like, one of my pet peeves is, like, the kids running in the house. I don't know what it is, like, it's not the fear of them breaking anything, it's just, I feel like it's disrespectful, like, just you're making loud noise just to make loud noise. Like, if you want to run, go outside and run. And that's another thing that bothers me about parenting now, is like, when I was a kid, and you see it on Facebook all the time, like, if you grew up in the 90s, like, because I was born in 87, so born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, but, like, I remember, like, my mom and dad, they had no problem with letting us go anywhere on our own. Like, I remember being a kid and walking around the mall by myself when I was probably, like, 7 or 8. Like, I would never let my kids even now walk around a mall. Even Hunter and Kyler at 11 and 10 walk around any store by themselves. Like, maybe, like, a gas station or grocery store, maybe. But, like, I wouldn't, like, just send them into Walmart and, like, go wild. Like, that's, I don't know. But the times have changed. Like, you can't even trust anybody anymore. And you have to know somebody, like, so well, like, to even let them watch your kids, because people are freaking weirdos now. Like, you never know who you're gonna run into and what type of person they are. It's a little terrifying. But yeah, so that's kind of like my parenting rant for today. Good weekend in sports. I mean, minus my Yankees being out of the playoffs, but whatever. And being a Yankees fan, it's a hard pill to swallow when they make an early exit. So that's discouraging. But, it is what it is. They had, you know, they got close last year. One game away from, or one, pretty much one swing of the bat away from the World Series. And then this year, I mean, the Red Sox just got off to too good of a start. They got too hot. The Yankees need pitching. That's it. On baseball. Close the book on it. I've already deleted the MLB at Bat app from my phone. And, you know, in all honesty, I hate to say it, because I don't remember the last time I didn't have the MLB at Bat package or extra innings or whatever you want to call it, but I don't think I'm going to get it next year. I think I'll save the $100 and just watch them when they're, you know, on ESPN or whatever. Which, I mean, I don't have cable, but, I mean, you know, there's apps for everything. Especially, like, with your, if you have a Roku TV or Apple TV or anything, you know. The Jets picked up a big win yesterday. We needed that win. And I tweeted out from the other show page, Jets are 3-3, we're back to being mediocre. And that's true. Like, if you're 500 in the NFL, you're mediocre. You're not a good team. You're not a great team. You're an okay team. Like, you're just meh. Ugh. They're there. But then you think about it. How many teams haven't even won, like, two games? The Colts are 1-5. The Giants are 1-5. I don't have a list in front of me. I'm just going off the top of my head. But, God. And, like, I didn't watch the Kansas City-New England game last night. But it looks like it was good. Like, I saw Kansas City was down early, and then I guess they were making a comeback, or they were tied. I haven't even watched the highlights yet, but New England won 43-40, so it must have been a hell of a game, a hell of an ending. In my fantasy league, like, neither one of us have any players playing tonight, and the score is 111-108. So, and, like, the whole day we were projected to tie. Oh, wait, actually, no, he's on my bench. Okay, yeah, so we're done. So, I lost the first 2 weeks of fantasy football, and then I go on to win the next 4. So, I'm pretty happy with that. Overall, it was a good weekend in sports. Like I said, proud of my Jets for picking up a win. Granted, the Colts' receiving corps was, like, nowhere to be found. T.Y. Hilton and, what's their other big receiver's name, on not playing, Then they lost another guy, like, midway through the game. So it's like, you putting, like, your kick returners at this point at, you know, a receiver. You got, like, your sixth and seventh guy on the team that you would want in there. You know, especially when you're down in crunch time. But, and then they, seven field goals, like a Jets franchise record, like, in 2018. The record had been standing since, like, 72, I think they said. And that's just crazy. But anyways, I'm gonna try to keep these, like, 20 minutes and just do them, like, try to do one every day. Like, why not? It's just me sitting around chit-chatting. So, hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll try to do something tomorrow. I've got heels and quads tomorrow. We got heels and quads Wednesday, and then, of course, back to the real job on Thursday. But I will see if I can get maybe two more out this week after this one. So maybe a show tomorrow, maybe a show Wednesday. Why not? If I'm only doing 20 minutes, I can do that. Like, something will happen tonight even, like when the kids get home from school, to fill 20 minutes of content time. So hope you enjoy it. Like, I don't, like I said in the first show, and maybe even the second show, like, I don't expect this show to do, like, wrestling podcast numbers. Just, I kind of want to use it as a time capsule. Just, like, if something were to happen to me, I want my kids to know that, you know, I was dad, and, you know, if they ever miss me, they could always put one of these on, and they could put it on one of the wrestling shows too. But this is just, like, kind of like parenting advice / sports talk / time capsule / just whatever husband stuff. And I don't know, it's enjoyable. I kind of enjoyed this one today, just kind of talking and expressing parenting in a nutshell in 17 minutes. So hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow.